And the other equally valid is news is what somebody somewhere wants to suppress. All the rest is advertising. And no one can deny that the MP story is news and it affects us all. And that those MPs didn't actually want it published. You could also admit that Alison Mao replacing Simon Dallow with a woman is interesting to a large number of people, and that she didn't want it publishing. However, how interested are we really in knowing that Alison and Pippa are good mates and that they have no rivalry? Do we even really believe that? And this is this problem, actually, that brings up the lapdog. And this, actually, to me, as a former journalist, is the dog that I believe is the most worrying and is the one that you're going to have the most to do with. And what do I mean by lapdog? I mean, journalists actually printing what is known in academia as information subsidies, something that you should know because that's what you'll be providing to the media, information subsidies. Gandhi, 1982. It was coined by the political economist known as Oscar Gandhi in 1982. And these are stories handed to reporters by PRs. Now, why should this be concerning? Even to you, actually. Even to you. And I think if we go back to the beginning of the lecture and accept that most people get their information about the world from the media, and then we accept that journalism is actually important.